This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. I just discovered a new artist I'm thrilled to share with you. Lady Dan is the music of Alabama-born and now Austin-based musician Tyler Dozier. She put out her debut album last April, which I totally missed. It's called I Am the Prophet. Now a new song from those sessions has just come out, and it's right up my guitar rock alley. Here's Lady Dan to take us to her song, Not in Love.
Not in Love is a song about wishing you could write a love song, but not being able to because you're just not in love. I wrote this song when I was in a place where I was experiencing the most depression and anxiety that I had ever experienced in my life. And I remember writing this song at a friend's house while said friend was like in the shower. And it was just one of those songs that I was able to write in like 20 or 30 minutes, just all the way through, because I had bottled up my feelings so much that when the time came to express them, they all just came pouring out. And I remember playing this song for my friend, and she just sat across from me and cried and told me it was one of the most honest songs I had ever written about where I am in life. And I think it maybe is one of, it's a song that probably means the most to her, and it means a lot to me to hear that from friends and to know that like you're seen in the places that are maybe your lowest, but also like you aren't alone. And so maybe one day I'll write a love song, but for now, this is as close as I think I have gotten, which isn't very close at all.
Thank you. not in love.
Lady Dan, the song Not in Love, it's out as a single and was recorded during the sessions for her 2021 album, I Am the Prophet, an album I definitely need to go back and listen to because I missed it. And joining me now is NPR music editor Hazel Sills. Hi, Hazel.
Hi, Bob.
Have you heard Lady Dan before? She's new to me.
No, she's totally new to me. I've never heard of her before, but I really love this song. I think it's a great song.
Good. Well, we'll both go back and listen to that I Am the Prophet record from April of 2021. But you're here to turn me on to other things that I've probably not heard either. One of them is Maria B.C.
Yeah, Maria B.C. is this Ohio-born musician who's now based in New York, classically trained mezzo-soprano singer, and just has an absolutely beautiful voice. The song that I brought for you today is called The Only Thing. It's from their forthcoming debut album titled Hyalin, which is out this May. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly.
How do I spell it?
It's spelled H-Y-A-L-I-N-E. Yeah, it's a really beautiful kind of dream pop, almost folky song. And in a press release for the song, Maria B. said that it is about allowing yourself to be seen fully by another person. When you find they aren't afraid, you realize you shouldn't be either. They also said that their vocal melodies in the song were a little bit inspired by Liz Fraser of the Cocteau Twins. So you can definitely hear that in this song.
Awesome. Let's play the song, The Only Thing.
To you.
voice they have. Oh, my. And the atmospherics, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Yeah, it sort of reminds me of, like, early Grouper, almost, with kind of a, I don't know, folkier edge. But, yeah, beautiful song.
So you have another choice, but before we go there, that song reminded me of something I was going to play, and I think a great transition between what I know you're going to play from the very soulful sounds we just heard to a very electronic second selection you have. I want to play the music of Maylee Todd. She's a Canadian artist with a concept album of sci-fi lullabies. The album's called Malou, spelled M-A-L-O-O. It's the name of Maylee's avatar. And here she is, Maylee, not the avatar, to tell us about the song Show Me and the very cool VR video she's been making for her songs.
Show Me is a song about vulnerability, showing one's true self before identity informs the soul. The decagon shape that is featured throughout the video is the soul in its truest form. Show Me Your Heart is about showing vulnerability and showing up for vulnerability. The video, actually, this is the first animated full video that I've made in my life. So it took a long time, just never mind the rendering, but learning how to 3D model and all those things. And I'm pretty proud of it. And the song was produced on a Japanese sequencer called the Tenorion. So there are only a few of these that were manufactured and they stopped production. And they're so cool. They have like such a unique sound. So I produced the song initially on that and then worked with my co-producer, Kaivita, and he really added so much value to the song.
Watch the birds take their form. I see hands, blood is warm. And my heart aches for you. Is there life in this blue? Show me.
Show me your heart.
Mealy Todd. This song, Show Me Your Heart, is from her album, Malou. And there is, in fact, a very fun video to watch of that song. And then their newer one, she's done a 360 video of a song called Infinite Program. That's also a great watch. I'm with NPR Music's Hazel Sills. How's that for a transition?
Great transition. Yeah, that song is so futuristic, but there's also something kind of 70s about it. Like, I love that wonky kind of bass line to it. Yeah, it's really addictive. Yeah, that's a great song and another beautiful voice.
So where are we going with this? Whatever the Weather is the name of the artist you've got?
Yeah, we're going very far into the future with this one. This is a new song by a project named Whatever the Weather. It is a project from the UK electronic producer Lorraine James. She is sort of known for her very intense, aggressive electronic music, very like metallic, almost inspired by techno and drill. But with this new project, Whatever the Weather, she's calling it her ambient-minded project. So it kind of builds on her work as an electronic producer, but it's a little less intense. It's a little cooler and sort of tamer. And I wouldn't call this a straightforward ambient song.
No, I wouldn't either. And tamer is relative. Well, yeah. I'll add.
Yeah. So it's still very anxious and intense and electronic, but it's a different side to her as a producer. So I'm excited for this kind of new side to her.
And what's the song we're going to play?
The song is called 17 Degrees Celsius.
Thank you.
can't tell all the ambient stuff going on in the background there, and they sound like voices that you can clearly hear at the end. Have you figured any of that out?
Yeah, there's a lot of recordings, like street recordings in this song, that sort of filter through kind of the crazier drums and synths in the song. And I like that. It kind of feels like you have to uncover those sounds as you're listening. The name of that artist was Whatever the Weather, and that song is from their forthcoming self-titled album.
Thanks for this, Hazel. Nice to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
We'll take a break, be right back, and you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Lagunitas Brewing Company. Since 1993, Lagunitas has been challenging the status quo, brewing innovative beer, and crafting stories along the way. Featuring a wide range of craft brews, cult classics, and non-alcoholic options, there's a seat at the bar for everyone. Bring the dog, too. Lagunitas Brewing Company, because every great song deserves a great beer. It's good to have friends. Learn more at lagunitas.com.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. When you book through Capital One Travel using the Venture X Card, you earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights, and you earn unlimited 2x miles on all other purchases. Plus, receive a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. The Venture X Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. We've been following the music of S. Cary since around 2010, but I was first introduced to him as a musician at South by Southwest in 2008. He was a drummer and backing singer with Bon Iver. S. Cary has a new album coming. It's his fourth. It's called Break Me Open. And here's S. Cary.
Break Me Open is the title track from the new record. I wrote it at a crossroads, I guess, where I'd just gone through a pretty terrible year. My marriage fell apart. I was reeling from that, trying to learn how to heal, wondering what was next, and trying to pick myself back up. The song is about that feeling, that moment. I remember pretty much writing all the lyrics sitting under a huge oak tree out in the woods. And the lyrics are speaking to my kids and realizing I really need to show up for them. Learn from my mistakes, and be the best father that I can be. I kept thinking about the need to stay vulnerable, how it was something that I was lacking in a way, and how being open and honest to that vulnerability, exposing a little bit more of yourself, can make you a better person.
Thank you. S. Carey from his new album. That was a title track called Break Me Open. The album is out April 22nd on Jag Jaguar. I want to play an absolutely stunning vocal performance from Yongching Lamo. She's a Tibetan singer about to put out her sixth album, and the song I'll play is both the opening track and the album's title track. It's called Awakening. Here she is to tell us about this beautifully intense tune.
From a very early age, I wanted to be a nun. When I moved to Australia, I cannot speak English, so I began singing as a way to communicate with people. The song you are going to hear is called Awakening, and it is about interdependent nature of our world. So it began more compassionate in our lives as we waking to how brief a time we have on this earth, waking to all sufferings for humans, for animals, for nature. Solving global issues may seem impossible, but every small act of kindness helps. Waking to our full potential to be the shining light in the darkness.
Thank you.
the music of Yongchin Lamo, and the title track to her new album, Awakening. That album is out March 4th. The Houston band Suffers powerfully addresses the issue of reckoning and the pain of racial trauma with a question. How do we heal? The song features Sun Little and Bryce III. Singer Cam Franklin tells us about this incredible song and how it came to be. So we'll go out on the Suffers. And a note that our Tiny Desk contest is open. We welcome unsigned U.S. musicians to write an original song for us. Film it behind a desk of your choosing. The rules and entry dates can be found at npr.org/tinydeskcontest. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered. And here's Cam Franklin and the song, How Do We Heal?
I started working on the demo for How Do We Heal in New Orleans at the end of October 2019 with my friend John Michael. He showed me a few different demos, but this particular song just stood out, and all of the feelings, the lyrics, they just flowed out of me within the next 20 minutes. And it was a mixture of therapy journal entries, stress and anxiety that I was going through at that time, the latest names of Black people that had been murdered by the police. It was just a lot. And by the time that we got done with the demo, I felt like I'd gone through a full-blown therapy session. I was terrified of how the band was going to respond to it, but they loved it. They were super supportive. And when we finally had the opportunity to go to the studio that next summer, everything was different from how we had done it previously because of COVID-19. And so because of the lockdowns, we did every single part by part, and it took a long time, but we got it done, and I'm so grateful to every single person that was a part of the project. Thank you so much to Sun Little and Bryce III for lending their magic to the song, and this is the most vulnerable piece of art I think I've ever been a part of, and I thank y'all so much.
How do we heal from this? How do we heal? How do we heal? I don't have an answer to this question as I'm still figuring it out myself. Where do we even start? How could we heal if we are still actively experiencing trauma on a daily basis? Something's gotta shake. That something has to be us. We've gotta continue to speak up and act against racism, discrimination, and unjust treatment of any and all human beings. Black lives matter, black lives matter, black lives matter. I say it 3 times because I'm the third, but we gonna keep saying it until it's heard. And I ain't talking about the hear you hear with your ears. I'm speaking of the volumes that speak to your soul and resonate with your heart. The longer I live, the more I realize there are no isolated incidents. Most of this is systemic. The foundation was laid incorrectly, so now it's time for us to correct it. It was never great, you can't resurrect it. And this is the work we can't accomplish separate. We must work connected. Until love is what we're left with. Bryce the Third.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. This message comes from Jackson. Seek clarity in retirement planning at Jackson.com. Jackson is short for Jackson Financial, Inc., Jackson National Life Insurance Company, Lansing, Michigan, and Jackson National Life Insurance Company of New York, Purchase, New York.
Do you ever wish you could get your stories in 3 hours rather than 3 minutes? Or maybe you're sick of doom scrolling, getting your news in bits and pieces. That is where Embedded comes in. We bring you documentary series that will change the way you think about things. Find us wherever you get your podcasts.